And Jennifer, I want to take you back in time for a moment, back to May of this year, mm-hmm. when Calgarian Rob McLeod, or Frisbee Rob, as he's known, visited us in the studio.
I remember Frisbee Rob.
Rob was here to talk about his third Guinness World Record that he set, knocking over 28 cans in 1 minute with a Frisbee from 5 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while he was here, he also demonstrated for us his amazing talent.
Yes.
And unfortunately, there was an incident with mm-hmm. David's bird feeder.
Yeah, it was really, really very unfortunate.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate. I'm still feeling quite bad about the whole
yeah.
thing. Well, since Rob was here, he set another Guinness World Record in Denver earlier this month, and he's working on his fourth attempt this weekend. So he's on the phone because we're no longer allowed to be in the studio together. Hi, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Now, when you were here, you set the record by yourself, but the record that you set in Denver earlier this month, you had a companion.
Yeah, Davey, who is a whippet that I compete with.
So tell us about the record that you set in Denver.
So that record, that's actually not a Guinness record, but the one I'm going for tomorrow is a Guinness record.
Oh, so it's just a world record that you set in Denver?
Yeah, so there's different federations. So the one in Denver is called the Quadruped. And that record was 116.5 yards. So that's the furthest catch that Dave and I have had together. And there was actually 3 world records broken in the span of about 5 minutes there. So it was pretty exciting.
Excellent. And the one that you're going for this weekend, it's tomorrow. What does this involve?
So this one's a little different because he doesn't get a head start. So it involves him to be a lot faster. And that one is 130 yards. So it's a bit further, different disc. So it takes more skill from me and then more skill from him. So it's a tougher record. It's been a record for 18 years, and there's been quite a few people attempt it. So I think it's time for it to be broken.
So he doesn't get a head start. Normally he would start running and then you fling the Frisbee?
Exactly. So most of the competitions we do, they'll run around you and then take off and you throw it when they're, 5 or 10 yards away. But this one he has to start behind the line, and he can't cross the line until I've thrown the disc.
All right. And will there be someone in attendance from Guinness tomorrow to record this event?
No. So I'm pretty good friends with the guy who runs WFDF. So WFDF stands for the World Flying Disc Federation. And Guinness has given them the rights to, sanction any sort of disc records. So if I do set the record, then it would be a WFDF record who would then pass it on to Guinness, who would then give me the Guinness record.
Perfect.
So I have a bunch of friends who are going to be there helping out with, marking and spotting and making sure that everything's done right.
All right. If people want to come down and see you attempt the Guinness World Record, where is it all happening tomorrow?
It's going to be happening at the Queen Elizabeth Junior and Senior High School in Kensington. And it's going to be there. We're going to be setting up around noon, and then the record's going to be happening between 1 and 3 o'clock, hopefully. We only get 15 attempts in a day. And to be honest, 15 attempts is probably too many for him. That's just a lot of running for him to do.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to do it in the first 5 attempts.
All right. Well, good luck with it tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Rob McLeod, Frisbee Rob, going for yet another Guinness World Record attempt tomorrow.
I hope he's staying limber.
Staying limber.
That's good.
Treating that dog
Give
well.
Give the whippet
Davey
a rest.
The whippet.
Tonight. Okay. Thanks, Angela.